Ratings agency Standard & Poor's says Australia's political gridlock could lead to a cut in the country's credit rating if the budget deficit isn't reduced. Yesterday, S&P kept Australia's AAA credit rating unchanged but downgraded the investment outlook to negative. Today, S&P said they'll be closely watching December's budget update and next year's budget. A ratings reduction could mean higher interest rates on Australia's foreign debt. S&P also warned that Australian banks face having their ratings cut by one notch unless they increase their reserves. The Department of Industry has cut its iron ore forecast by 11% for 2016 because of a slowdown in global demand and oversupply. It expects iron ore prices to drop from around $55 a tonne at the moment to an average of $45 a tonne this year. That's below the forecast from the Treasury in the budget. The local share market was flat, with investors cautious ahead of tonight's US employment data. The All Ordinaries Index put on 5 points to 5,360, and the ASX 200 rose nearly 3 points to 5,230. Looking at the movers, miners and energy stocks gained. Tabcorp took a hit after New South Wales and the ACT banned Greyhound Racing. Looking at commodities, spot gold fell below $1,360 an ounce. West Texas crude oil slipped to just over $45 a barrel. And the Australian dollar picked up today to around 75 US cents.